Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Cabletron Digital Conference Call with Alan Finch, Vice President of Public Affairs for Cabletron Systems. As a reminder, this call is being recorded Tuesday, November 25th, 1997. Mr. Finch, please go ahead.
Thank you for joining us. Earlier this morning, Cabletron and Digital Equipment Corporation executed a definitive agreement. The companies have reached a strategic partnership agreement that includes the acquisition of Digital's network product business unit and the establishment of reseller and services contracts between Cabletron and Digital. Permit me to say that this conference call may consist of forward-looking statements that involve risk and uncertainties, including but not limited to quarterly fluctuations in results, the timely availability of new products, the impact of competitive pricing, the difficulty in managing the complex nature of the acquisition, and the ongoing commitments, and other risks detailed in both companies' SEC reports. Actual results may vary materially. All callers should know that a news release with details of today's announcement is available on PR Newswire and on the home pages of both companies. With me this morning from Cabletron is President and Chief Executive Officer Don Reed and Cabletron Chief Financial Officer David Kirkpatrick. And from Digital, our Chairman and CEO Bob Palmer and Harry Copperman, Senior Vice President and General Manager of the Digital Products Division. I will now turn the program over to Dan Kafferly, Director of Corporate Communications at Digital, who will give you the ground rules for the teleconference. Dan?
Thank you, Alan. We'll start the teleconference off with short remarks from Don Reed and Bob Palmer, and then open it to questions to Don, Bob, Harry, and David. Since the conference will end promptly at 12:45, I am requesting that you limit questions to today's announcement. Now it is my pleasure to introduce Don Reed, CEO of Cabletron Systems. Don?
Thank you. Good morning, and thank you all for dialing in. Today, we're excited to announce that Cabletron and Digital Equipment Corporation have entered into a long-term strategic partnership. Cabletron is buying Digital's network product business, and Digital will continue to sell and service Digital-branded network products worldwide. It's clearly a win-win for both companies, employees, customers, and share owners alike. Digital's network product business, as some of you know, does more than 50% of its business outside the United States and sells predominantly through third-party channels. As a result, we expect the acquisition to increase Cabletron's international revenues by nearly 40% and its channel revenues by more than 100%. We also expect this acquisition to significantly increase Cabletron's presence in both the enterprise and service provider markets. What is also exciting about this acquisition and partnership is that Digital brings to the Cabletron family hundreds of talented employees and an internationally known brand recognized for quality and performance. I am confident that this new unit will enhance not just our core business, but our basic corporate values of integrity and customer service as well. Through this partnership, Cabletron will sell Digital branded networking products along with its own product line. Through a reseller relationship, Digital will sell both Digital and selected Cabletron products. Digital's global services organization will continue to provide services for both Digital branded network products and be responsible for Cabletron products in many geographies worldwide. Benefits of this agreement include a strengthened existing and future Digital Networks product line, expanded product offerings for both Digital and Cabletron, expanded services to both Digital and Cabletron products in many geographies, increased efficiencies in development and manufacturing for both companies, and expanded worldwide reach for both companies. In short, this agreement leverages the core strengths of both companies. It enhances and protects the investment in network products of both Digital's and Cabletron's networking customers, and significantly expands the worldwide service and market reach, as well as channel presence of Cabletron. While the two companies' products today largely serve different markets, we have and will continue to review product overlap. Any integration over time, however, will be consistent with technology, life cycle, and customer need. Going forward, our combined companies will not only determine the product mix most appropriate for our customers and targeted markets, but also will jointly develop and market advanced network solutions. But today, we announce the acquisition and partnership and the new name, the Digital Network Products Group, a Cabletron Systems company. And I said at the outset, we're extremely pleased. This is the first initiative under our strategy to rapidly expand Cabletron through acquisitions and partnerships that expand our international presence and channel distribution. There will be more. Now, before I turn it over to Bob Palmer, let me just say for the record what a pleasure it has been to work with Bob, Harry Copperman, and their entire digital team. They're world class. Bob?
Thank you, Don. Let me begin by saying that we also see this partnership as a great opportunity for both Digital and Cabletron. With our shared New England roots and our mutual commitment to innovative technology, we're in a stronger position than ever to meet the growing needs of our customers and partners throughout the world. What makes this partnership important to Digital is that it reinforces our commitment to networking and to providing our customers with a full range of high-performance network products. Digital is one of the pioneers in building enterprise networks, and that expertise has never been more important to customers than it is today. In fact, our strategy, which is to deliver, with our partners, internet business solutions based on high-performance platforms and services, is rooted in our ability to provide enterprise solutions that help our customers compete successfully in a networked world. We have an excellent set of network products, but there are other products needed for digital solutions. We decided that the best way to provide the comprehensive product portfolio necessary to support our strategy is to develop a strategic partnership with a leading supplier of network products. Cabletron is recognized for its high-quality intranet and internet solutions, which is consistent with our own strategy. Our product portfolios match up very well, and I'm impressed with the plans that Don Reed has for his company. Although Digital will no longer develop and manufacture network products ourselves, we will continue to provide leadership, network, and systems integration services. We will retain our internet and web server product development organization and our network research laboratory in Palo Alto, California. We will continue to deliver high-performance alpha and Intel-based systems that are designed for enterprise networks. We will invest in web-based software for internet-worked enterprises, and we will expand our worldwide service and support for network products. This partnership is also an integral part of Digital's long-range strategic plan, one that will lead to competitive levels of profitability and growth. During the past few years, we've made some fundamental decisions about our strategic capabilities and where we should invest and disinvest. In some cases, as with semiconductor manufacturing and the network product business, we decided that the best approach was to partner with an industry-leading company. In other cases, such as the disk drive business, we divested operations that had merit but were not essential to our growth strategy. The result is that Digital's direct investments are now focused on the core strategic capabilities of systems, storage, software, and services. These are areas where we can differentiate Digital and where we have an opportunity to lead the industry, and they form the foundation of our strategy. By partnering in areas such as network products, we enhance our ability to deliver the comprehensive enterprise solutions that our customers demand, while increasing our direct investment in areas where we believe the long-term payoff in terms of both profitability and growth is the highest. I know that one question you have is whether Digital plans to divest any other businesses. The answer is no. This agreement completes the strategic plan that we started a few years ago. In fact, we're now in the process of assessing potential investments and/or modest acquisitions that would build our competitive strengths and improve our position in key segments of the market. This will enhance our ability to achieve competitive levels of profitability and growth. I believe that Digital has everything we need to be successful: a clear, compelling, and focused strategy, leadership products and services, strong partnerships with industry leaders, greater flexibility to invest in growth opportunities, and most important, the talented employees with a passion for winning. Our objective is to build on that solid foundation and achieve the industry leadership that we know we are capable of doing. By partnering with Cabletron, we will be another step closer to achieving that leadership. Thank you.
Mindy, we are now ready to take questions. Would you please poll our callers?
Yes, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, you will need to press the 1 followed by the 4 on your push button phone. You will hear a 3-tone prompt acknowledging your request. Questions will be pulled in the order in which they are received. If
your question has been answered and you would like to withdraw your polling request, you may do so by pressing the 1 followed by the 3 on your push-button phone. If you are using a speakerphone, please pick up your handset before pressing the number. International sites will be manually polled. One moment, please, for the first question. Dan McLean from Network World Canada, please state your question.
Yeah, hi. I guess my question is to Mr. Palmer, just regarding, I guess, the sale of the networking part of digital. It seems to me, I guess, that my understanding is that that's been a rather successful area for digital, and it sort of begs the question as to why you would want to divest yourself of that.
It has been a successful area. We're certainly not divesting ourselves of the networking business, but of the network products business, which is a given business unit within digital. The issue is it doesn't have the scale. What's been going on in the networking industry is very clear. There's been a consolidation among three or four of the leading companies, and it's our assessment that you need to achieve a critical mass larger than we could achieve on our own in order to be able to sustain the investments necessary to keep bringing innovative solutions to our customers. With this partnership with Cabletron, it's quite clear that the combined research and engineering investments that we've been making will more than fulfill that need. And our focus really is on how do you bring a complete internet-based business solution to customers, that is, enterprise customers that are the type that we deal with. And this partnership makes that more possible.
Next question, please.
Maureen Warble from Eaton.
Hi, question for Don Reed. Are you worried at all that the preservation of autonomy and branding for the Digital Network Products Unit might push out any necessary consolidation of product lines in either switching hardware or network management software?
You know, the answer to your question is no, I'm not concerned about that. I think the branding issue is more related to the partnership with DEC Corporate and how we sell our products versus how we will go about integrating our products going forward. And the plan is really to define a clear mission for the engineering organization in the DEC Network Products Group. And have a very distinct and separate, yet somewhat interlinking based on some operations that we'll need to take a look at and clean up, but a separate mission for the Cabletron operation also. So I don't see the branding issue getting in the way of that.
Okay. Next question, please.
Leanne Goldsmith from Microscope, please state your question.
Hi, I have two questions for Don Reed. First of all, which of the selected products are going to be pushed by digital? And secondly, how does this acquisition affect Cabletron's move into the telecom service providers market?
Let me answer the second question first, and I'm going to ask Mike Skubich, who is very much involved in the whole product mapping through this negotiation, to address the first point. But let me respond to the second question. And would you just repeat to make sure I'm answering it directly?
Okay. It's how does this acquisition affect Cabletron's move into the telecom service providers market?
Yeah. I think clearly this, when you look at the portfolio and the product line of the Digital Network Products Group, they're further along with service provider products and services than is Cabletron at this point. They're ranked fifth in the total internet infrastructure category with their routers and access equipment, LAN hubs and switches. And so this advances our case relative to getting into the service provider space more rapidly than if we had not engaged in this partnership. Mike?
In answer to the first part of your question, which is what products of the Cabletron portfolio will be available to the digital sales team, I think that would probably be centered around some of our smart switching technology, which will be brought out in a complementary fashion to some of the existing switching and hubbing technologies already in the portfolio.
Next question, please.
That's it. Thank you.
Mary Petrosky from Burt. Question.
Yeah, I would just like to understand a little bit more the decisions to maintain this unit as a digital, you know, as a digital named unit, and also to brand these products under the digital name. I have to say I find it a little confusing, or why, you know, you know, from a customer standpoint, if I'm a Cabletron customer, you know, I'm going to feel like I'm making a choice between a digital branded product and a Cabletron product, and I think that that's kind of an artificial distinction, and I'm not entirely clear what the rationale is for that.
Well, let me start on responding to your question, and maybe others would want to add to it. From our standpoint, this is a strategic partnership whereby we'll be evaluating the product lines of both DEC and networking products of both DEC and Cabletron. And in the case of digital, we'll be adding certain products from Cabletron to their product line. We will be branding them with the DEC name, and they will be sold through the DEC corporate sales force, 2,000 plus strong, as well as through the various resellers and integrators worldwide. So from a separate unit standpoint, to me it makes sense to keep this separate with the digital logo. And I also believe this will maintain the focus of the business unit and allow us to get out of the blocks quickly. Go ahead, Harry.
This is Harry Copperman. I just want to add to Don's comments. The other major factor here was investment protection of our customers. As most of you know, network products are really worked into the infrastructure and mission-critical applications of not only the general population, but certainly a lot of digital's major customers. By keeping the digital logo product and also getting a commitment from Cabletron to deliver on the disclosed roadmap, so in other words, future enhancements to the product line, we allow our customers to continue to buy products that are already integrated into their business and that they know work. Our suspicion and our hope is over time that the product lines will begin to merge and we'll leverage the synergies between both companies.
And I'll just add one other comment. I mean, there are no plans to do that in the near term. We'll figure that all out down the road, a year or two or three out.
Next question, please.
Joanne Muller from the Boston Globe, please state your question.
Hi, question for Bob Palmer. You mentioned that this is pretty much the end of your divesting plans, and now you're looking at some modest acquisitions. Can you elaborate a little bit on what areas you think are worth investing for digital? What do you need that could fulfill your strategy, as you've already stated?
Well, there's a wide variety of things that might be added. I don't want to speculate too broadly, but, for example, as you know, we do business in 100 countries around the world. We might, and we have in the past, made modest acquisitions of additional service capabilities in those geographies. There are some technologies that as we move forward in our internet-based business solutions that we may want to acquire in particular in the software area, to add to our differentiation. But there's nothing urgent. It's just that it's very clear that with the strength of our balance sheet and our cash position, once this agreement and others are approved by the federal government, that we'll be in a position of increased flexibility with respect to those topics. There's nothing on the immediate horizon, though. I want to make that clear. One of the things that is important, certainly for your readers, is the fact that jobs are going to be preserved through this relationship. I think it was very important that Cabletron and Digital were able to agree on maintaining all of the employment that is presently within the Network Products Business Unit, and that's a very positive thing for the Commonwealth.
I have one thing that I am confused about. In the case of Intel, you are maintaining the engineering staff, the development of semiconductors. I'm unclear whether you'll be doing that in this case or whether all the engineering work gets handed over to Cabletron.
In this case, the product engineering, design, manufacturing becomes part of Cabletron, and the only piece that we're retaining is, as I mentioned, on the research area around networking technology in Palo Alto, California. We have some advanced research capability there and some internet services that we provide. But that's a somewhat different case. But in both cases, I'm pleased you brought up the semiconductor manufacturing. In both cases, the results of these strategic partnerships has been the preservation of jobs.
Next question, please.
Farouk Villamoria from Hambrick & Quist, please state your question.
I have the same sort of question on confusion over brand name. If Cabletron is going to be selling two brand names. What's the criteria for selling which brand, or is it just going to be exclusive at one point?
Let me address that. One of the interesting facts that we discovered as we went through this negotiation is that our paths do not cross that much in the marketplace, so that we don't have a lot of overlap in our customer base. And I think that as we go forward and do an exquisite job of mapping with the resellers and the integrators, as well as our sales force at DEC and within Cabletron, we'll be able to substantially expand those customers that we're not reaching at all today at either DEC or Cabletron.
Do you have plans to rationalize the product sets and drop some products from either of the two portfolios?
Yes, we are. We've started to look at that, and once this deal closes, we'll get very serious about looking at those overlaps and decide where we will either close down certain development at either DEC or at Cabletron and integrate the products as quickly as possible. And at the same time, we will establish a clear focus for each organization within the engineering and development organizations.
Part of the deal was to actually have product credits. Are these for specific products from either of the portfolios, or is it a general product credit?
David, you want to?
It's a general product credit for Roke. At this point, it's a little premature for details.
Okay.
Next question, please.
Margaret King from ZDNet, please state your question. Hi. Could you talk about how this is going to affect, this is for digital, how this is going to affect the bottom line, particularly you had previously stated a goal of getting a 10% gross margin?
Well, I think it's going to help us move in the right direction. First thing that I'd like to note is that this agreement, like the Intel agreement, and for that matter any agreement of that magnitude, requires government approval. So nothing will happen until the Hart-Scott-Rodino criteria have been reviewed and approved, although we expect that to be straightforward. At that time, there's also a time period necessary for Digital's Worldwide Services Organization to become fully trained on the Cabletron product set before we can begin expecting any revenues from that expanded capability. And it's probably the financial analysts will have to make some estimates as to how things will shape out after that. I personally expect that our business will grow as a result of this partnership, particularly over the longer term, but I wouldn't make any short-term projections.
Next question, please.
Marina Smith from DataPro, please state your question.
Yes, I've got a question on the overlaps with current product partners, such as Four Systems. Now, Digital has an ATM platform of its own. Will the Four Systems partnership now come under into doubt?
The answer is no. We'll maintain that relationship that we have. As you know, we have an OEM relationship with Four out through 2002, and I expect that to be maintained and strengthened going forward.
Next question.
Albert Dayquist from Evans Research Corp. Please state your question.
Hello, it's Albert Day from Evans Research in Toronto, Canada. For Mr. Reed, what I'm aware of, the Digital, they have very good software and management information systems for running channel programs, things like spiffs, rebates, special deals. Will you be acquiring the capability of running these type of channel programs with the acquisition?
Yeah, this is Harry Copperman. Just let me put some words in Don's mouth, and then Don can confirm it's true. But as part of the acquisition, not only did they acquire the engineering groups and the assets associated with the business, but also the sales and marketing people currently employed by the network's business unit. So he will get the resources and the experience and the programs to complement the channel programs that Cabletron already has in place.
And the systems to run those programs?
Tools that are required to run the business have all been negotiated and will transfer to Cabletron.
Let me just add a couple of comments to what Harry had to say. Two of our clear corporate strategies going forward are to increase our channel sales. I publicly stated that they should be in the 60% range of our total revenues going forward, and is also to get our international revenues into the 50% of total revenue range. And this partnership now increases our channel revenue by over 100%, and we move from 20% of our revenue coming through channels to 30%, and our international revenues move from about 29% up a little over 35%. So this clearly fits neatly into our strategic goals going forward. And so any programs associated with making the channels significant and more prominent in Cabletron will be important.
Next question, please.
Richard Loran from Associated Press, please state your question.
Yes, hi. Just one quick clarification. You talked about no job impact or no jobs lost. How many unit employees are covered in this acquisition? And I also would like to know what the cash reserves on hand are now for digital after this, or what they will be, and how much what the annual revenues are for the unit that's being sold, and how much it will add to Cabletron's revenue.
Let me handle the employee issue, and then we'll ask the financial people to deal with the other issue. There are approximately 1,100 employees involved in this transaction. Approximately 900 will come to Cabletron, and approximately 200 will stay with Digital, and many of those employees and some of the 900 will be associated with the transition over the next several months, but there are no plans at either DEC or at Cabletron for any layoffs. There'll be just appropriate business decisions made to gather any kind of synergies that are appropriate.
This is Harry Copperman. Regarding the revenue, as most of you know, we don't normally break out revenue by business unit. But in the spirit of trying to size this for you, the network's business is a healthy, profitable, growing business with revenues in excess of $500 million.
Next question, please.
Craig Johnson from Current Analysis, please state your question.
Two questions to follow on that statement. How about gross margins, please? And then the second aspect, a little bit back color on the aspects with the channels, since a lot of the DEC sales channels have been outside the U.S. from successful wins for the networking business. What is the plan to put into place to keep the DEC channels and the Cabletron stable, given the historical aspects of Cabletron and the channel and the fact that there's probably going to be a lot of cherry picking out there from the competitors for the channels? Thank you.
Well, for one thing, this is Bob Palmer. For one thing, this partnership results in Cabletron acquiring all of the people, all of the tools, and all of the capabilities for managing those channel partners that Digital has been successfully utilizing, as was observed. And so there's always competitive pressure, so the two companies will work together to ensure that the channels are comfortable with this transaction, as well as that our customers and partners throughout the world are comfortable with the transaction. It's extraordinarily positive for those partners because it opens up a much broader product offering than they had previously and puts both companies behind them. I think it's a very positive development for them, and I think that's how they'll see it.
You know, beyond what, this is Don Reed, beyond what Bob just mentioned, I have plans to be in direct contact with the leadership of all of the major resellers that moves DEX products around the world over the next several days. And over time, we'll meet with them personally to solidify those relationships to make sure they're maintained.
We have time for one more question.
Didn't answer the gross margins.
Oh, we don't, actually. We don't break out our gross margins by product line, although we talk about the total gross margin for the company. We break out products and services separately, and that's available from investor relations, lest I make a mistake.
Okay.
We have time for one final question.
Joelle Tesler from Dow Jones, please state your question.
I'd like to understand exactly what product credits refer to, what it means, and make sure that I have the breakdown correct about the actual purchase price. I have that it's $50 million in stock, $90 million in cash, and the remainder in product credits.
The purchase consideration is approximately $430 million at this point, with some mix of those elements, but it's probably a bit mature until the deal closes to try and break it out any finer than that.
Okay. Could you explain what product credits are?
Just future product obligations from Cabletron to digital.
Okay.
For your information, that was David Kilpatrick. This concludes the cable digital teleconference. There is a post-view line at 1-800-633-8284 in the U.S. and 303-248-1201 for international callers for the next 24 hours beginning at 1:45 p.m. Thank you for calling in.
Ladies and gentlemen, that does conclude our conference for today. You may disconnect, and thank you for participating.